This is Life Unauthorized, a week-long series from WHYY.
To come back to Mexico.
I feel sad, angry, and not cheerful.
Back at home, I would be in danger.
I agree with what Donald Trump has been doing about getting all the criminals out.
I'm just trying to stay on the right path.
The restaurant industry is one of the biggest employers of immigrants. Research shows that whether they're here illegally or not, those cooks, cashiers, and servers tend to work off the clock without pay far more than U.S.-born workers. WHYY's Dana DiFilippo has this story of a woman from Jamaica who came here for a better life, but fell into the wage gap trap that snares so many immigrant workers.
Tanisha says she tried for 10 years to come to the United States to get away from poverty and unemployment in her island country, and later a bad marriage. She finally got a visitor's visa in 2015. But Tanisha says she went from an abusive spouse to an abusive employer.
I was working like over 12 hours a day for $300 a week. And that's like 6 days per week. Cooking, serving, cashing, cleaning, everything. I felt real used and abused. They told me I have to keep a low key because they know people. They know people in immigration. They know police officers. They know lawyers. People treat immigrants here like criminals and slaves. And that's just a fact. Overall, they work you for little or nothing. They take advantages, and some people really treat you like dirt.
Tanisha's visa was good for 6 months, but she says she missed a deadline to renew it after some bad advice from her employer. So she became one of the 11 million immigrants living in the U.S. without papers. She eventually left her bad job and now works as a home health care aide. Her four children still live in Jamaica with relatives, and she sends money home as often as she can.
The economy is real bad in Jamaica, so I came here to see if I could make a better life for me and my kids, really. That's the bottom line.
That bottom line hasn't persuaded authorities to let her stay legally. The immigration attorneys Tanisha has consulted tell her that her best path to citizenship at this point is to find an American man to marry. That's not something she intends to do. Instead, she pays taxes and does whatever she can to keep off immigration authorities' radar.
I'm just trying to stay on the right path because I can understand to a point if you want to get out the immigrants that have bad records, violence and murderers and stuff. I can understand that. But what about us that are innocent? Why are you aiming at us? We're just trying to make a innocent living here, honest living, in helping not just your country, but our country also and our family.
Tanisha dreams she'll someday bring her children to live here. Her youngest is just 4. She hasn't seen them since she left Jamaica.
Nearly 2 years. I talk to them on the phone, FaceTime, but not being able to physically see them or in touch with them.
Unless she fixes her own immigration issues, FaceTime and phone calls are all she'll get.
That was WHYY's Dana DiFilippo speaking with a woman from Jamaica for our series Life Unauthorized. To hear more about the practical challenges unauthorized immigrants in our region face, visit newsworks.org/lifeunauthorized.